Well, I hadn't reported to any of you how it went getting across the border, and I've had so many of you asking me, what was it like crossing the border? You haven't said anything really about that. So I'll tell you exactly what it was like. So we had to come up from the United States into Canada, and we crossed on a Saskatchewan border, Ridgeway, I think, and we came very prepared. So I had read some things, and I think Police on Guard had put something out about how to prepare. So I went like completely overboard. I familiarized myself with what the passport says, our Canadian passport. Let me just read this to you. It's just fascinating. So any of you who have a passport, on the very front page, like it's literally on the back of the cover, it says, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Canada requests in the name of Her Majesty the Queen, all those whom it may concern to allow the bearer of this passport, to pass freely without delay or hindrance. So do not delay me or hinder me. I really like that part. And to afford the bearer such assistance and protection as may be necessary. Protection. As a Canadian citizen, does it surprise any of you that we are to be afforded protection? Surprised me. I didn't even know what our passport said. So I was excited about that. I was ready to point it out if I needed to. Also, I got a binder. And my husband and I, we printed up documents, tons of documents, and three hole punched them so we could find them quickly. All right, so how did I prepare? I put the Quarantine Act right here into the binder, and I did two copies because it's fairly thick, actually. Like, this is the Quarantine Act, right? And I folded over this page, which says 14.1. Did you know what the Quarantine Act says? Screening technology. Any qualified person authorized by the minister may to determine whether a traveler has a communicable disease or symptoms of one, use any screening technology authorized by the minister that does not involve the entry into the traveler's body of any instrument or other foreign body. So to me, what this means is that if a public health officer, a minister of health, may want to determine if I'm healthy, they can use any means. And I'm, you know, if you want to take my temperature and see how hot I am, that is just fine. But it says it must not involve the entry into the traveler's body of any instrument or other foreign body. So I thought that was cool. Oh, so we had the Quarantine Act, and I had that ready to go. I also had some information, a public advisory, right, from the CDC, basically on rapid antigen test kits and potential exposure to hazardous substances. I wanted them to know that actually we don't even know what's in those test kits, and I don't want any of that stuff, whether it's ethylene oxide or any of that other crazy stuff that has been found to be in there. I don't want that, and it enters my body, and I don't want that either. Then I have the Nuremberg Code, and so I printed off the Nuremberg Code, a couple of them, so in case, you know, the officers would like to use it for their own nightly reading perusal at a quiet hour. And the Nuremberg Code from 1947 that was created after a horrendous, horrific world event in which millions of people were very harmed, there was something put into place to prevent this from ever happening again. And I'll briefly read Nuremberg Code number 1. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent and should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him or her to make an understanding and enlightened decision. This latter element requires that before the acceptance of an affirmative decision by the experimental subject, that would be me, there should be made known to him or her the nature, duration, and purpose of the experiment, the method and means by which it is to be conducted, all inconveniences and hazards reasonably to be expected, and the effects upon his or her health or person which may possibly come from his participation in the experiment. And so I wanted to have these very handy so that if need be, I would let the border guard know all of this stuff if I had to. So we pull up. He seemed a little grumpy, and he told us to back up and pull up again so we were closer to the window so we could hand him all our documents. He asked for our passports. We gave him our passports. And I was like, well, I guess he's going to have to read it himself since I've now given away my passport. And I held my little book in my trusty little hands, just waiting for that perfect moment, you know, to start reading. And he says, have you done your antigen tests? And my husband and I just said no. And that was it. And he said, and you haven't done the arrive can, because apparently they know, like if you do, you're supposed to sign onto the arrive can before you get to the border. And we told him, no, we had not. So you could practically hear his eyes rolling at this point. And then he did ask us if we were vaccinated. And I think we told him too much because we said no. And I don't think that we really have to tell anybody our private medical. I think we told him too much. I think that we told him that we weren't vaccinated and we didn't need to have done that because that's our private medical information. And that is not for public consumption. But we did. We were nice Canadians. Compliant. So we let him know we weren't vaccinated. At this point, you could hear a little bit of like all of that. So he let us know then at that point that we were getting a warning and that the next time, if we did not have, I don't know if it was just for the antigen or the Arrive Can app, if we don't have it next time, it's a $5,000 ticket. Well, I have several thousands of dollars of tickets and I'm fighting all of them. And I would expect that I would, upon being given any ticket, I would then fight it, go to court, have it taken care of. Okay? So that's where that would stand. I think at that point, he asked us to just move forward, except they wanted me to come into the office. So I went into the office and I found out that there is a warrant out for my arrest in Saskatchewan. I did not know anything about that. He was asking me if I was ever arrested and if I have a criminal record, to which I said, no, I have actually never been arrested and I do not have a criminal record, surprising as that is to my dearly beloved parents. And so then they made a couple calls to see from, you know, the powers that be, if they're supposed to do anything, because I'm clearly a felon or something, and there's an arrest warrant out for me, and you know, what should they do about it? And I could hear this guy who had been fairly grumpy, but he got a little bit more jovial and soft as the conversation went on with whoever he was talking about, and he says, okay, yeah, so we don't have to do anything about that. And he got off the phone and he said these words, we do not have to enforce any health orders. At which point I then wondered, well, then why do you try to enforce the arrive can? And why do you try to enforce the antigen? And why would you be able to give me a ticket if you do not enforce any of the health orders? If somebody has an arrest warrant, they don't arrest me on the spot or anything like that, right? So he made it very clear that evening that they, the border guards, do not enforce any of that. And so we had a nice talk. Clearly they were Googling my name and asked if I had ever run for politics. And I said, well, yes, I have put my name forward for my country. And I saw this. He kind of looked up and then he had a little, you know, a bit more of a softer look, maybe a smile underneath his mask. It's hard to tell. Big mask. It's hard to see any kind of warmth, isn't it? But I just felt that he was kind of discerning, you know, who I was. And that was pretty much it. Let me think if there was anything else at that point. No, I don't think so. I went out to the car. I told my husband, oh my gosh, there's a warrant for my arrest. You know, I used all the drama I could, you know, to enlist some sort of sympathy towards me from my husband. And it was like a shocker for him. So I've been treated very well ever since. And that was a real plus. And I said to him in error, I said, well, they want to see you. I don't know why. I just thought, well, if they wanted to see me, don't they want to see him? So he goes into the office and then he comes back out and he says, are you punking me? Because they didn't want to see him at all. He doesn't have no warrant for his arrest, you know. He just sits there and goes along for the ride, right? So anyways, so a guy came out. And he gave us these, our COVID-19 home collection kits, and four of them because there's two for each of us. So we're supposed to take one on the first day and one on the eighth day. Do you wonder how much we paid for this as tax collectors? How many dollars each of these are? Do you wonder? I don't know. I really wonder about that. So that was a few days ago. And they said, the COVID-19 home collection kit, and they said that we should call the health nurse. And I'm not certain I need a health nurse. I feel very healthy. So I will wait till another day when I feel sick to call somebody who's a health person. And then they wanted me to call the Saskatchewan police and, you know, check into this thing. But I think they've got false information. I don't know why there would be a warrant for my arrest. I have absolutely no idea. The ticket they did say had to do with, I believe, election night, 2021, September 20th or 21st of 2021. And I do remember getting a ticket for that. There was a lot of people that were not wearing masks in a hotel. We were breathing easy. So I think I did get a ticket. And if that's what that has to do with, then we'll just, you know, fight all of that. Anyways, so that's the bottom line. What do I feel in hindsight? I feel that there's not a lot of teeth behind any of these things that they're scaring us with. I do not think that these mandates are legal. I do not think that they can enforce them. I do not think that we should comply with this tyranny. We are free citizens. We are Canadian citizens. And when we have this to enter our country, that is indeed all we need. And we have the Nuremberg Code. We have the Quarantine Act, which states that they can find out and assess us to see if we are healthy or not. Take our temperature, perhaps, things like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anything that intrudes into our body, that is defilement, and it's wrong. And as a sovereign being, as a daughter of the King of Kings, and my husband being a son of the King of Kings, we do not comply, our sovereign entities, to anything that defiles our bodies, because our bodies are the temple. And so that was my experience. That's it. That's all she wrote. I'll let you know what more happens. I'm in Saskatchewan. 9-day tour coming up. 6 days, 5 or 6 events as well in Ontario. It is going to be a blockbuster month. So look for all the dates and where we'll be. Take care, everyone. God bless. You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. We need to start talking about these issues, bring this discussion to those around us, educate our children. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. I'm deeply grateful for all of your kindness that you've shared with me. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. You can also reach me at P.O. Box 48184, New Westminster, BC, B3M0A7. Thank you for joining with me today. Thank you for fighting with me. Thank you for standing with me. Sometimes it feels like our world is a very dark place, but I have hope. I have hope that if we stand, if we will link arms against evil, that we will overcome. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.